Morgen.
Ich nahe auch nicht.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hope you had a quick sleep last night.
Yes.
No. I never could find where we were.
You never could find where?
I couldn't find where you were reading from. If it was Zohar.com, they won't let me in. No matter if I try a new account, it sounded like that's where you were, but I tried to get in on it. And every time I try, it won't take my password.
You know, there was a link on the Unique Astrological Times page. That's
right.
Where we But if they blocked you, then you have to re-register.
Well, I've tried. Even last year I tried, and I never could get on. And last night I tried even a new account. So if I'm not following right along with the handout, it's hard for me to stay awake at that time, you know. Because I didn't get the nap yet. Mm-hmm. And then Judy called me because she could. I did either, and so we were both hunting. Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Okay, we are in section 27 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar for Parasha Lech Lecha, and we're starting at Pasuk 275. But first, we'll do a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu. Liakta l'shem yudhe bavate. Beyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohino elena maseya deno konene elena maseya deno konenehu. Tachatze adla it gezar barnash, itatla itachet, itached, bishma dekut shabarichu, ke wandi it gezar, al bishmea, ve itached, peya, ve itema, Avraham de Itahed, Peya Adla Itkazar, Ake Awa de Itahed, Peya Vela Kika Yaot deha migoy, rechim uta ila'a, birachem le'a, kud shabarichu karev le'a. The translation, come and see. As long as a man is not circumcised, he does not hold on to the name of the Holy One, blessed be he. As soon as he is circumcised, he enters his name and is attached to it. And if you say that Abraham was nevertheless attached to him, even before he was circumcised, the response is that he was indeed attached to him, but not properly. Because of the sublime love that the Holy One, blessed be he, felt toward Abraham, he brought him closer to himself. But in spite of all this, it was not as it should properly be. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. Notice that there is no comment by Rabbi Ashlag. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, the last few verses that we've had have basically had Rabbi Ashlag's comments and have helped us so that we can say what you just said about it's clear as written.
It's essentially saying when a person is circumcised, he can cleave to Hashem. When he's not circumcised, he has no ability to cleave to Hashem. And the only human being that was different in that sense was Abraham, who was not circumcised, and then he was. But when he wasn't circumcised, the attachment wasn't complete. It wasn't proper. And so he really wasn't attached. He was just attached or cleaving to Hashem relative to the people of his generation. But if you put Abraham in a modern generation that where people are circumcised, his ability to cleave to Hashem would be that much stronger.
Well, I thought you would have said Moses, because so many say that Moses was born circumcised, you know.
That's correct, but Abraham wasn't, because he was correcting the sin of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was born circumcised because his corrections were basically for the dust of whatever character trait we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Verse 276. Levatar paket le'adit gezar ve'it yehev le'ah berit kishura decho dargin ilain berit kishura le'it kashra kola kachada le'achlala da bada berit kishura bekola it kishar be'al ginkach Avraham adla it kizar milo la hawa ahimea ela bamachaze kima deit mar. The translation. After the Holy One, blessed be he, commanded Abraham to circumcise himself and presented him with the covenant, which is Yesod, which is the link to all of the supernal grades. The covenant is the bond that links all the grades together to be included within one another. The covenant is the bond that everything is bound to. And because of this, before Abraham was circumcised, he spoke with him only through the vision, as we stated. The upper grades were missing from it because the covenant, which links all the grades together, was missing. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Unity only manifests with the Brit, with Yesod, with the covenant. Questions, comments, thoughts?
A few days ago when we were counting the Omer, and of course one of the verses of the Psalms has to do, I saw you waddling in your blood, and I was going to ask you about that question, and I didn't have to because the class that night brought in about two types of blood. And one was circumcision. And today I was trying to think about what was the other one. I couldn't believe that I forgot it already.
The other one was the Paschal lamb.
Oh, Paschal, that's right. Passover. Okay.
And when you read that verse, everybody thinks the blood was mixed together. Well, we read a few days ago that the blood is separated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the reason it kept coming to my mind was because I'm kind of behind in rereading the commentaries. And I happened, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, I read Akhe Remot of the Ari's commentary, and it really goes well with this portion because it was about, I was thinking it might be about Yom Kippur, but it wasn't. It was about circumcision.
Well, there is, for Akhe Remot, there is a commentary by the Ari about Yom Kippur. But there's also mm-hmm. the one about circumcision, so.
Yeah, but that's what kept it in my mind.
Understand. I was preparing the next section today, number 28, and there's a discussion about the Dalid and the Hay.
Oh.
So I entered that into this as my commentary. So when we get to it,
okay.
You'll see it. It'll remind you.
All
of
right.
It.
Well, I think I told you last night that I felt like your answer was another step. You know, there's many more to go with that explanation, I'm sure.
There's always more to deeper levels to go to. Verse 277. Tachatze bishata divra kucha barihu alma lait baru ela alberit kada'a bereyashit bara elokim v'chaynu barit Ve'al berit kayam kudsha barichu alma uti im lo beriti yomam v'alayla ukot shamayim ve'aretz lo shamti de'abarit kushura ihu dioma ve'le'ya la mitparshan. The translation. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, He created it based on the covenant. It is written in the beginning. The Hebrew word is Bereshit. Elohim created. The Hebrew word is Bara. Where sheet is Aramaic for the number 6. And it refers to the covenant, because by relying upon the covenant, the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world. And it is also written, if my covenant be not day and night, it were as if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. This is a unifying covenant, which ensures that day and night, which are Zeran, Pin, and Nukva, may not be separated. By commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The covenant, which is Yesod, is the mechanism to keep Malchut connected to Tiferet, which is Zeran, Pin. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So would Zeran Pin be day, a link to day? And if it's Tiferet, and Nukva would be night? Is that what that last sentence is meaning?
Say it again.
I said, in this frame of reference, would Zeran Pin, since you're saying it's linked to Tiferet, being, you know, middle column, does it go with day and the Nukva go with night? It says, this is a unifying covenant which ensures that day and night, which are Zeran Pin and Nukva, may not be separated. So I guess because they say day and night in English, that then day would go with Zeran Pin and Nukva would go with night. And I'm
that
not sure,
correct.
You know, if go with is the right word. Metaphors for, I should have said.
Day and night is one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, can you have a day without a night? Or can you have a night without a day?
No.
So they are connected. They are in unity. How do they become unified? Through Yesod, which has the 5 chasadim and the 5 gevurot within Yesod. So my comment was saying that Yesod is the tool, the mechanism, whereby Malchut is connected to Zeran Pin. But what is another name for Zeran Pin? It's Tiferet.
Well, Tiferet isn't the only one. Because sometimes it's Hashem, sometimes it's, you know, depending on the frame of reference.
You broke up, so I wasn't able to follow you.
I said, well, that's one link. But sometimes there's other references for Zeran Pin, you know.
Well, can you give me an example?
Um, Okay, the upper, those sephirot, that five, I can't think yet because I'm still tired. I didn't get any, much sleep today.
No, I understand. We're everyone's tired, so I'm falling asleep as we're doing it, and it's still early, so. And I want to have the Zohar class later tonight, so.
Okay. Well, sometimes Aaron 10 is representing Hashem. Sometimes it's, I think, heaven. Sometimes this time it's Tiferet, which when you say Tiferet, I think of the sun, so.
You're raising a very good question. Heaven is a code word for Zeron Pin.
Mm-hmm.
Zeron Pin is a code word. Adam is a code word for Zeron Pin. There's three code words, all relating to the same thing. Are they the same thing?
No.
Or are they different frames of references?
Right. Well, that was why I tried to use the phrase different frames of reference.
But if we say day and night, we know we're saying Zeron Pin is day and Malchut is night, or the Nukva is night. And we know that they are always unified.
Right.
So now along comes heaven and earth. Is that day and night? Aren't they the same thing? If I'm using the terminology of the Sephirah or the Sephirot, and if I say Tiferet, or I say heaven, or I say day, or I say Adam, I'm always talking about Zeron Pin. So just because I'm using different words, I have to really understand, am I saying a different frame of reference? Or am I saying the same thing with using a synonym like we do in English? If you're saying it's a different frame of reference, how do you define heaven as being different than day? If it's different, if it's a different frame of reference, how do I define it? How do I keep it separate from the other?
And to me, it's in context to whatever you're reading at this time. With this specific one and another pasuk, it would be a different verse. But just when you link them together, you see their connections. It's like taking a word and scrambling the letters and coming up with new words. Okay, they're different words, but they're linked together. In some sort of way.
It's an excellent, Michelle, it's an excellent explanation that you just said. They're linked together. Are they the same thing? No, they're linked together. They're not the same thing. But we have to really understand that difference, and we have to be able to explain the difference, to define the terms so that we can identify what is day and what is Tiferet.
Mm-hmm.
What is heaven and what is Adam? Because ultimately, when Adam is fully corrected, heaven and Adam are synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Or are or are they not?
To a degree, let me put it that way.
We're too tired to really think this through. So, and we're also out of time. So,
okay.
You all have a good evening. If I missed the class, it's because I fell asleep. But hopefully, I'll be up. Take care. Shalom to all.
Thank you.